The workers and community activist groups have come together as the Workers' Rights Community Collaborative. Organizations like Trabajadores Unidos, Workers United, also known as TUU, welcome the raise, but they want the city to ensure that their rights as employees are protected and that all employers abide by the new minimum wage. Adriana Rendon is an organizer with TUU. She said she worked in the city for 11 years before she found out about her rights as a worker. She said through an interpreter that the increase is about more than just a raise. It's a demand for better working conditions.
It's important that the minimum wage be respected, but also overtime hours, sick time, and having respect and dignity at work.
Rendon said it's important that employers follow through with the city-mandated raise this time because some of them have not in the past. Last year, with the help of Trabajadores Unidos, Workers United, Rendon and other San Francisco Burger King employees were able to recover millions of dollars in overtime and sick leave that they were never paid until city labor regulators ordered the employers to do so. San Francisco is the first local jurisdiction to pass a minimum wage rate higher than the federal or state minimum wages. The federal minimum wage is $7.25 per hour, while the California minimum wage is $16 per hour. SF voters passed an initiative in 2014 to increase the local minimum wage to $15 per hour by July of 2018 and to adjust the rate each July 1st after that based on the annual increase in the Consumer Price Index. Juan Villavazo is an attorney at La Raza Central Legal. He says even though the wage is only increasing by 60 cents per hour, it will make a difference for a lot of people.
It means a lot. I mean, 60 cents is, I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it adds up hour over hour, paycheck over paycheck, especially with the increased cost of living, not just here in San Francisco, but around the country. A lot of workers that work in San Francisco commute from other areas of the Bay, and even there in Vallejo and parts of the Outer Bay, it's getting really expensive, and so this helps these workers a lot.
Villavazo says San Francisco is one of the most expensive places to live in the country, and people need a wage that reflects that. According to the San Francisco Workers' Rights Community Collaborative, the city plans to cut funding to the member organizations because of a budget shortfall. Earlier this year, city officials told them that the usual $7 million they receive between them in funding will be cut almost in half. The collaborative says this will cause drastic cuts in services and resources for many low-wage workers. MB Salon is the Workers' Right Program Coordinator at the Filipino Community Center in San Francisco. Salon says the city should focus its priorities on supporting essential workers in SF. Salon also said defunding the SF Workers' Rights Community Collaborative will make it harder to protect people's rights in the workplace.
So if they defund the collaborative, you know, who are going to reach these immigrant workers? We're the ones who provide language interpretation, outreach flyers in language in 10 different languages. So the city doesn't do that work. So if they defund us, like, it's really going to impact those particular workers who are often neglected.
Son says many of the organizations in the collaborative are also part of the People's Budget Coalition. They plan to meet in front of San Francisco City Hall Monday for the last day of public comment on the city's proposed budget cuts. For KPFA, I'm Audie McAfee.